Today, RMS Trump sails on, having avoided an iceberg, for now. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analysis, well, that is post-covering finance and property news. Yesterday, I went through the market falls as China retaliated to the Trump tariffs, even as President Donald Trump ploughed ahead with plans to impose steep new tariffs on imports, despite warnings that the policy could trigger economic chaos. Yet only 13 hours after the duties had gone into effect, in a social media post, Trump said that a set of tariffs on imports from many of America's largest trading partners was paused. He indicated that turmoil in the financial markets following the implementation of the tariffs played a role in his decision. In particular, bond yields had climbed, with speculation this might be a signal China was selling some of the massive holdings, or perhaps it was hedge funds needing to raise cash to meet margin calls in a falling market, or maybe it related to elevated inflation fears. But it does appear the ructions on the bond markets did cast a shadow on the tariff show. So Trump announced a 90-day pause on what the administration termed reciprocal tariffs on imports from almost 60 countries and the European Union. Recall that the tariffs were customized for each trading partner and corresponded to the size of their trade surpluses with the US, although as we've discussed previously, those numbers were fudged. But now imports from those trading partners will be subject instead to a flat duty of 10% that Trump placed on goods arriving from all foreign countries starting April the 5th. Apart from the earlier 25% tariffs on some metals and car imports, which remain. And America's two largest trading partners weren't subject to the reciprocal tariffs. Rather, goods from Canada and Mexico faced 25% tariffs that Trump had tied to illegal drug and unauthorized immigrants coming across US borders. However, imports that are covered by a North American free trade agreement are exempt. But China, one of the countries subjected to the reciprocal tariffs, was not included in the pause. Instead, Trump announced that he would increase levies on Chinese goods to 125% from 104%. Trump's decision came after Beijing announced plans to retaliate with an 84% duty on American goods. In his Wednesday post, Trump said that other countries subject to the tariffs have not, at my strong suggestion, retaliated in any way, shape, or form. A pause means that it is possible that when the 90-day pause ends in early July, countries that have not negotiated a deal with the US will again face the tariffs that were briefly imposed on April 9th. On the other hand, Trump could also announce another deferment. He twice delayed the imposition of tariffs on some imports from Mexico and Canada. White House officials framed Trump's decision as an artful execution of a carefully calibrated policy that yielded offers from allies and trade partners who had approached the administration in recent days seeking to make a deal to avoid the levies. The flood of outreach from other countries now making the right kind of offers did play a role, according to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. He said that Trump was particularly intrigued that countries were beginning to offer concessions that hadn't previously been on the table, including addressing non-tariff trade barriers. It's just become crazy, the amount of calls we got, he said. Yet Trump himself, meeting with several race car drivers on the south lawn of the White House on Wednesday afternoon, conceded that the decision was driven in no small part by the chaos roiling financial markets. In fact, Trump had turned to social media earlier in the day to encourage followers that it was a great time to buy. And the missives underscored to Wall Street that the president was paying attention, helping fuel a stock rebound. Be cool. Everything is going to work out well. The US will be bigger and better than ever before, he posted on his Truth social site. The ASX 200 jumped to 7,709.60, with CBA rising to $154.53, and Macquarie Group rising to $180.34. The Aussie dollar rose to 61.90 US cents and was at 48.12 UK pence. And the 2-year was at 3.336. In the US, the Dow Jones was at 40,608. The S&P 500 was at 5,456, and the Nasdaq was 12% higher at 17,124. The Mag 7 were all stronger, with Amazon up to 191.10, Nvidia 114.20, and Tesla a very significant rise to $272. And finally, the volatility index in the US was down to 35.07, well off its recent highs when it had reached more than 55. The US 10-year was at 4.322, back a bit from its recent highs. In Asia, the Nikkei 225 was significantly higher at 34,564, while the Topex also followed suit to 2,539. The Hong Kong Hang Seng was also up, along with the Shanghai Composite. And the Kospi in South Korea was also higher, along with the Nifty 50 in India. Gold also recovered and was last at 3,133 on the futures contract. Silver was at 31.13. And looking at crude oil, WTI was up to $61.52. And Brent crude was at $64.58. And Bitcoin was up to $82,011. Markets, of course, love the change of tune, with circuit breakers being triggered in some markets following big moves higher. While Goldman took their US recession forecast off the table earlier today, before President Trump's announcement, we had shifted to a recession baseline in response to the additional country-specific tariffs that went into effect this morning, the Goldman Sachs team on Wednesday wrote. We now are reverting to our previous non-recession-based forecast. Now, just remember, this is a 90-day pause, and 10% tariffs are still in play, with some suggesting that these will remain a baseline for any negotiations, while others are seeking zero tariffs. This has a long way to go, and markets will likely remain jittery, so expect more icebergs ahead. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.